Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Dennis Prout is an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with a financial professional.
Time for another edition of New Retirement Radio, featuring Prout Financial Design with Mr. Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
Thank you, Ron. It's great to be here on a Thursday morning, September 27. My older brother Tom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Tom Prout.
Also, it feels like September was like 2 days.
It does.
Really fast. I'm just saying.
At the end of September.
I'm sad about it.
Yeah. Surprise, shock and awe as the trees start to turn, the geese gather.
I wore a scarf this morning, so.
Yeah.
Try to stay warm, you know, out there in the frigid cold of northern Michigan. So the QCD, the Qualified Charitable Distribution, one of the parts of our program today, and it is a big deal. Why?
Yeah, why?
You say? Why? Because it's one of the few ways left for you to, in essence, get a tax deduction for your gift given to charity if you're over the age of 70 and a half and you have an IRA. Well, if you have an IRA or a 401k or a simple IRA, but a 401k doesn't work for a QCD, so just forget that I said that. Simple IRAs, SEP IRAs, if you're over 70 and a half, in almost every instance, you have to take required minimum distributions, not your minimum daily requirement. It's RMD. Remember, RMD as in dog, required minimum distributions from those accounts to satisfy the IRS's rules and regulations about that.
Just when you thought you could do whatever you want in retirement, you're wrong.
Hey, I'm 72. I'm free, aren't I? Well,
nope.
You were, but, you know.
Woohoo!
Hold on there. So given that the case, how do you avoid the tax on that? And how do you instruct, in some cases, your accountant or accounting firm to do this properly? Some don't know how to do this yet. It's that new.
Wow.
I have a question.
That new.
But you've always been able to do the QCD. We talk about it every year around this time. So my question is, what is
the answer
different?
Is no to that. It's been available sometimes.
Really?
We've always highlighted that, of course.
So what's different this year?
What's different this year was it made permanent by the Tax Act of 17. Made permanent. Permanent for right now. You know Congress. They can be emotional sometimes.
Just a bit.
Yes.
Okay.
So that 70 and a half years old requirement for your RMD, any chance they'll change that? Is there ever any talk?
You want to make it just 71 or 70. Why the 70 and a half?
Yeah, I mean, do they ever say, you know, I don't know when they set that, but, you know, what it would matter. But is that pretty carved in stone there?
Pretty carved in stone,
okay.
For right now. It's a relatively popular thing.
Okay.
Because it's not up to the amount of your required minimum distribution, just as soon as everyone was able to track what's going on. It's up to $100,000 per taxpayer that can do this. It's not per IRA. Well, I only have one IRA. Can I do this? You know, can I put more? Let's say my required minimum distribution is $10,000. Could I put $20,000 into my charity of choice? And not call that or not deem that, if you will, or not.
What's the word?
Dennis, not qualify that, I will say, as taxable income. Correct.
Oh, there
the
we
answer
go.
Is correct. Any amount up to $100,000. So they've got a building program going. There's some special charity that I really want to give to this year. Okay.
Well, you
because
can.
They have other reasons other than just the RMD. Maybe I want to draw a bit more into that IRA because I'm sick of having to take that much. Who was that person? You know, really. But
we've
it may be the
few.
Case. Yeah.
So is there an advantage to doing an OCD with a Roth IRA, which is not taxed?
Did you say OCD?
People who are OCD.
I'm looking at it. It says QCD. I said OCD. Isn't
people who are OCD are really good at following these rules, actually.
I know.
We like that.
I'd like to talk to Dennis about my
There's
OCD.
There's never a dull moment around here.
But the QCD.
It's a psychological condition we'll talk about later.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to know about my PDQ right now. What have you done with it? No. So the QCD, you get the tax advantage, right? But
yes.
With a Roth IRA, you're not paying taxes anyway, right?
You don't have to take the QCD or the RMD with a Roth IRA.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Because a Roth IRA does not require an RMD or a required minimum distribution unless you're a beneficiary. A non-spouse beneficiary. So your father had a Roth IRA. He didn't have to take distributions. Of course not. He passes away. Your mother, in this case, let's just say, is the primary beneficiary. She gets it as her own Roth IRA and does not have to take distributions either. She lives to 103. You're the ripe old age of 72 when she passes away. For instance, you as the son in this case have to take a required minimum distribution, but it's not taxable. Now, at the ripe old age of 70 and a half or 72 or whatever age I'd said, it'll be a relatively significant amount, about 4% or so that you'll have to take of the Roth amount, but it's fully non-taxable.
Well, the Wall Street Journal has this amazing article, What's a QCD and Why Taxpayers Need to Know the Answer Now. And I like it says, what is a QCD? And they lay it out very clearly here. A qualified charitable distribution is a withdrawal from an individual retirement account that is sent directly to a charity. In other words, the funds don't pass through your hands. You instruct your IRA custodian to send the money straight to the group or the groups you specify.
I love that definition. With some clarifiers, okay?
Let's hear it.
Thank you. So the clarifier is that you may want to get that check yourself so that the charity, in some cases these IRA institutions won't put in the memo who it's from, and so this entity gets this check and they say, well, this is very nice, but we don't know who gave it to us.
Got it.
So in that case, you may want the check to come to you.
Got it.
So that you can give it direct to them, but it's made payable to the charity itself. And that's what we're going to get into, the mechanics of this as well. So, to be clear, you have to be 70 and a half to do this. You have to have a required minimum distribution. And, frankly, you have to be charitably minded.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if you're normally writing these, why is this such a big deal? If you're normally writing the check out to the institution, because the tax laws have changed, in many cases, you may not be able to deduct that amount that you've given to your charity of choice. Well, you know, obviously then at that point, it may cause you to have less enthusiasm about such a thing as that. Enthos notwithstanding.
Well, it's a neat way to plan if you would like to, this is going to sound morbid, but if you want to be alive.
But that's what we're all about here, being morbid anyway.
I mean, to be alive and to be able to see what your gifts are doing and to watch that progress over the years, if you really care about a charity and you've built a relationship with them, which charities want to build a relationship with you.
Absolutely.
That's a neat way to do it versus, you know, writing them into the will or whatever.
Right. So you get to see it while you're alive. Talk about a joy, huh?
I think it'd be cool.
It is. So it's a great way to give to the charity of your choice, and it can be as many as you like. Now, what's interesting as well, thinking of statistics, about 5% of our clients do the QCD.
Hmm.
Only 5%.
Well, you've talked before, though, with most advisors don't talk about charitable giving in the financial planning process.
Now, that's
they
another
don't bring
great
it up.
Point. They won't bring it up for fear of offending the client, which, honestly, I've worked on the same thing. I almost force myself in some cases to bring it up because it can be offensive. It can be, well, you know, you're judging what I'm doing. That's not the intent. The intent is to clarify if there is a charitable intent, given the significant tax benefits, who would not want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I have a question. Do you ever have clients who've passed away and then their beneficiaries come in and ask for more clarity beyond what was written or what was, like, do they ever say, did my dad tell you blank? Or are they ever looking for more direction?
Oh. Gosh, it's like being that question for them to me most often is like being in the desert and wanting a drink of water. And I'm not overstating that. They want to know what their parents were thinking. They any information that can be shared about, you know, why did mom give my sister this and me this? Do you have any idea why she was thinking that? They want to know. And just because there's that, and we all get this, but that huge emotional tie, but it really becomes clear in those meetings. They're not necessarily asking me because they're somewhat hesitant to ask, but from my view, they want to know. And any information we can share about that, it's tremendous. So to the extent that you as the owner of these accounts want or wish to share about your children and why, to the extent that you deem it safe, that's huge to share it with a financial advisor. Because, I mean, I've been in situations where we've got three children sitting across the table from me and we're processing all the paperwork for these beneficiary IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say it nebulously, because dad or mom has passed away and they're the heirs of these accounts. So they want to know, they want to hear, what was dad or mom thinking? What was their attitude? They want to hear the personal side. That's their only connection. In essence, now it's their own memories and what they hear from others in terms of that relationship. And that's when it's huge. That's when it's, to me, that's when it's really, it's just awesome to be able to share those things.
Well, it's kind of fun, too, to hear about your parents' relationships with their peers and friends, because it's
yes.
so different.
The personal side,
and that's
yeah.
that would also be interesting to get that perspective yeah. from an advisor. But it seems like most of the time you do the planning with a spouse or spouses together, and it's usually, I think statistically speaking, the women are left most of the time.
Yes.
To plan alone. So.
Most often they are. And so statistically, we all know what that's about, but usually it's the wife, spouse, mother, widow who's left behind in these situations. And or, of course, she may have been on her own for some time or on her own for all time. But, especially for those heirs who were involved. Yeah, they do want to hear these things. So going on to the QCD and how it works, a qualified charitable distribution allows a person to do good and at the same time reduce his or her taxes. After you reach age 70 and a half, you're required to withdraw funds annually from your IRA. And in this particular example, I think, is very good. Let's assume you withdraw $6,000 from your IRA in 2018. That will increase your income that year, this year, let's say, by $6,000. But let's say you are charitably inclined and plan to donate money to a half dozen groups before year end. This could apply to a fair number of people out there. If you tell your IRA administrator to send $1,000 to each charity, these contributions to those charities, in the eyes of the IRS, will satisfy your RMD, your required minimum distribution for the year, and you won't need to include the $6,000 as you normally would as income on your tax return. Now, the catch is this. It's going to be reported on your 1099 as taxable income, but the box is going to be checked that says that it's not taxable. All right? It's non-taxable. You want to make certain that your tax accountant reports it properly. Why am I going into this detail? Because most accountants don't, I wouldn't say most, let's just say some, to keep it safe, don't know that you're supposed to, they're supposed to report this on line 15A under IRA distributions, and the taxable amount right next to that line in 15B, the taxable amount is, you write in QCD, qualified charitable distribution. You have to write it in.
If you don't, it'll be taxable income.
And or simply your accountant may refer to it as a deductible, as an RMD, a deductible cash donation. Well, you may not get any tax benefit this year if it's reported this way because of the standard deduction being so high. I can tell I've already lost everyone in the weeds. Make certain that your accountant reports this properly and that they know about this. Well, am I going to say that to my accountant? Yes, ask them. And we actually have a sample here. We filled it out for if you want an example of how that needs to be done, so at least you can review your tax return when you get it from your accountant to make certain that it's been done properly. Why? Well, we've seen examples where it's done improperly, and it makes a difference in your tax, usually in the range of 5 to 10% of the amount that you gave to that charity. So $5,000, not going to make a huge difference, but all of a sudden if it gets into 10 and 15 and so forth, it's you're paying more tax than you need to. Now, it would have been less in 17. It'll certainly be more tax in 18 if it's done improperly.
So there.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah. Make certain the accountant knows how to report it.
So people are going to be going to their accountants and their tax people and saying, Dennis Prout's talking about this OCD thing, and how does that work, and make sure that I'm not getting taxed. You know, so
the accountant's going to look at them and say,
What? Let me call Dennis.
Yeah.
Did you ever get calls from people like that, tax preparers or lawyers, saying, my client's in here and said, you talked about something.
Right. Yeah. You bet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you're stumped, just remember, well, call Dennis.
In friendly banter, if you will, just to help us all be on the same page, spoken of from a fatherly perspective, eh?
Yes.
I know it sounds a bit preachy, but let's do it. So let's get it done right. That's the key. And especially this year, it's going to make a huge difference.
You have till the end of December, correct, to
You have until the end of December to do this, but you're going to want to get the ball rolling. And I can see some individuals saying, really want to go through the hassle of doing this. You know, I got to call my administrator of the IRA. I've got to ask them to do this. Please do it. We want to hear from clients who want to do this. I consider this a great thing because you're benefiting more people than yourself, more organizations than yourself.
Did you do partial? I mean, this is for people that have to take the money out, but they don't actually need it right then. And that's why if you're saying you can donate it and take the tax advantage. So say your RMD is $20,000.
Yes.
Can you donate $10,000 as a QCD and then keep the other $10,000 and pay tax on it?
You can.
Okay.
It's just reported as a taxable distribution then on your 1040 form.
Oh.
And we actually have that example here, where someone was supposedly giving $25,000, taking $25,000 as an RMD, gave $10,000 as a QCD, and took $15,000 as tax. Then it's reported on line 15B, the $15,000.
Got it.
Fell right into it, Ron. Thank you.
Nice work.
So there it is.
All right.
It's important that it's reported properly and that you understand that if it's not, especially this year, you will pay more if you don't.
Got it.
So one of the questions that we wanted to make certain, can I take a QCD, a qualified charitable distribution, and take an itemized tax deduction for a charitable gift? No, you can't do both because it's not included in income. It's going to save on your federal income tax as well as possible Social Security taxes as well. That's why it's another reason it's much better than an itemized deduction that you would take. Because it passes outside of income, it avoids all tax because it's avoiding being qualified as income.
Mm-hmm.
It's not income. It's as though you never received it.
It's as
sorry, I can't recall. So, QCDs are reported on line 1040 of line 15. The full amount of the QCD is shown on line 15A. Do not enter any of these amounts on line 15B, but write QCD next to that line, unless there's a portion, of course, that you took outside of the QCD universe, and that amount indeed then would be taxable.
I like this question. Do I have to send all my... Oh, no, here it is. I'm just hearing about QCDs for the first time, and I have already taken my required minimum distribution. Can I still take advantage of the QCD? And it says, if you've already taken your full RMD, you are out of luck. In the eyes of the IRS, the first dollars that come out of your IRA each year are deemed to count toward your RMD, says Ed Slott.
Great clarifier. But, again, if you want to give more than your RMD, you want to help that charity, you've already taken the full RMD and it's taxable, you can still do that yet this year. Because, again, you can give up to $100,000 per taxpayer of whatever amounts, whatever qualified accounts have to be taken, have to be used to take an RMD. All right?
That's good to know.
Yes. Yes. So keep in mind, too, well, I'm not sure. I've got an IRA. Which IRA should I take that from? That's another great question. Perhaps there are assets that aren't doing as well as others. There are more that are more beneficial for you to do that from. Think about it in terms of the right asset to take as well. You can use that. Another lever to pull, in this case, to benefit yourself more. Well, what if I wanted to give a specific asset? You can do that, too, through the RMD. You can take a specific asset out of the IRA, which is huge in some respects.
And what's
so there
that
are
article?
Lots of ways to do the QCD.
What's the southern one you're reading from? That is Kiplinger?
This is Kiplinger, and they have an article, a brand new one, out today, Smart Strategies for Giving to Charity, and you got it. The first piece of it is using the QCD strategy. Very good.
And
so
perfect timing.
They deem that most important in terms of saving tax. There is virtually no other asset that you can give to charity that will benefit you more tax-wise than a QCD. None. Significant. Appreciated securities are a great asset to give to charity, but they're not as valuable from a tax standpoint as the RMD from an IRA, because an IRA is 100% taxable. There's no other asset that it is in terms of income that allows you to get that deduction at the same time by giving to that charity itself.
Got it.
That's where the difference lies. Huge. So you may not be able to take advantage of that this year, but man, take note for next. And you can do this any time of the year. After you are 70 and a half, you must be 70 and a half. Well, I thought the required minimum distribution was the year in which I turned 70 and a half. It is. But to do the QCD, the qualified charitable distribution, it has to be after you are 70 and a half.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's PROUT financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes.